So, here she is. Hello, darling.
How you doing?
I'm all right.
Ready.
Are you all right?
I'm good. It's good to be here again.
Yes, well, introduce yourself to everybody for me.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Morgan from the Women's Outlook show. You normally hear me between 12 and 2 on Wednesdays, but Kizzy has invited me into her little studio today to talk about stuff.
Yes.
So, Kiss Love, what can I do for you?
Well, we were talking about, am I getting this right?
We were talking about trans, and trans covers a whole host
I know,
of different
but
things.
I don't even know where to start.
Well,
and
okay.
I'm curious. I just want to know. I'm curious, and I think everybody on the planet should be respected.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way we can learn and respect other people is by learning about them and understanding their culture and the way they think and all that kind of stuff. So that's what I want to do, is open up a little box and just to show how amazing this genre of people are.
Right. Well, let's start off with you were going to use the word transvestite.
Yes.
And that's normally used for somebody who identifies as a man, but just likes to wear women's clothes.
Right, okay.
And a lot of drag queens would put themselves in that sort of
So when
thing.
when we women wear men's clothes, we don't get called...
We don't, no, but that's just because of the way society is weird, that it's kind of seen that men are more important than women, so for a man
Excuse
to wear
me?
Women's clothes...
Excuse me?
That's the way people think. Is you and I know it's wrong.
Yes, I know.
You know, it's for a man to want to be like a woman is degrading. For a woman to want to be like a man is ambition. And that's so, just so stupid.
Wow. Because really and truly, this is deep, isn't it?
Yeah.
This is really deep because it goes back to ancient times mm-hmm. as well.
Yeah.
So
and, you know, what people wear varies with different cultures. What was accepted male clothing in one time is now accepted female clothing.
So
it used to be people dressed all their little girls in blue and all their little boys in pink.
I watched that. And the girls were called boys, weren't they? And boys were called... something else, I can't remember. I was watching a documentary about this.
You there and your documentaries, Kiss.
I know. But that's a source of information. I love it. I love it. But I think the key when you're watching documentaries is to watch a few of them so you can actually form your own opinion.
Yep. Anyway, so that's transvestites. But I want to come on and talk about biology, because we were talking a little bit about that last week. And as I mentioned, the default state of the human being is female. When an egg gets fertilised, it starts off as female. And when you think about it, it pretty much has to be like that, because we'd be in a rotten state as a species if we didn't by default make things that could make more of us. Yeah?
So we are. My theory is right. We are important.
We certainly are.
We're queens and goddesses.
Now, the question is, what makes somebody male? Now, it used to be thought that it was just a matter of chromosomes, that, you know, a girl has two X chromosomes and a boy has an X chromosome and a Y chromosome.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the kind of simplistic view of that, which we thought was science for a long time. But more recently, people have been looking more deeply into it and they've discovered all sorts of amazing and weird and wonderful things.
Oh, please do tell me.
So, you know, I apologise to the listeners here. I'm going to show Kizzy a photo here. You see that picture, Kizzy? Can you assure the listeners that picture at the top there looks like four perfectly ordinary girls?
Yes, and they all look very beautiful.
Alrighty. Now, all of those young ladies have XY chromosomes. And that's because they have a condition called androgen insensitivity syndrome, in that they have male chromosomes and they make male hormones like testosterone in their bodies, but their bodies can't process it. So as they're growing in the womb and when they grow up, they have all this testosterone, but nothing happens with it, so their bodies stay just like their girls. When they're born, the doctor will say, yep, little girl, they'll be raised as girls, and often the
And they're not, and it's a proper medical condition.
Yeah. And you know, sometimes they don't find out until they're happily married and trying to make babies and discover they don't have a womb, which is like utterly tragic.
Wow, is that real?
Yeah.
We don't hear about this. I know nothing about this. This is... Mm. This is blowing my mind. It really is, because I again, another thing I don't understand is why we rip each other apart, and this thing against male and female. I don't like it. I think anyway, but And for so long, this particular genre of people have been persecuted, and people haven't really understood us. Or they say, oh, it's just psychological, or it's just this, or it's just that. But actually, it's in our DNA. It's in our. It's part of us. Yeah. We are growing, living organisms.
I mean, people who have that condition are generally very happy to identify as female. And the only issue is that if somebody comes along and says, your chromosome says you're really a man, which, you know, it just makes
sense. So they have all girl bits.
They have all girly bits, yeah.
But male hormones.
But no. Well, they have male hormones and they have male chromosomes.
Chromosomes. Yeah. Because the two are different. Yeah. Okay.
All right. Now,
and the woman below, she's absolutely stunning.
She's a famous model and actress called Caroline Cosey. She was in a Bond film back in the 80s.
Yeah.
And she has four chromosomes. She has the full girly two X's and the full boy XY. It's something called Klinefelter's syndrome. Sometimes it's just two X's and a Y, but Caroline has this rarer version of it.
So what does that because she's amazingly stunning.
What it means is that because you have the Y and your body processes all the hormones, then you'll be born with dangly bits. So the doctor will say, it's a boy. But an awful lot of people who have this grow up think, no, I'm a girl, I must be a girl. And Caroline is one of those people who had that condition. And when she was young, she decided to go for a gender reassignment and she got to be a totally gorgeous woman. Now, so those are people who have recognised physical intersex conditions. Mm. And then you get to people like me, who are generally described as transsexuals, where, as far as anybody knows, all of the body looks perfectly male when you're born. But something inside you says, nope, I'm a girl.
And this is not just a psychological thing, is it? It's deeper than that, do you think?
If it was a psychological thing, they'd be able to cure it. You know, if it was full of, like, being addicted to chocolate or alcohol
or whatever. Oh, I've watched dreadful programmes where people have tried, doctors and scientists have tried. It's horrible what people have done.
But, you know, people have tried very hard to cure people of being gay or people of being trans, and they just can't do it. But they find that if you allow these people to live as they want to live, then they're very happy. There was a recent study by the Royal College of Psychiatrists which said that 90% of the people that have gender treatment in the UK are happier because of it.
Mm.
Now, the other 10%, they said, we think a significant proportion of these, the reason they're not happy is because they face a lot of discrimination in society because they're known to be trans people.
Of course, yeah.
So it's not the treatment that hasn't worked, it's society that's around them. And then you think about those 90% of people who are happier, right? They're happier despite the fact they face all that discrimination.
Mm.
So that means that they're really, really happier.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, just from my point of view, if I'd managed to stay being male, yeah, I'm well educated, I could have had a good job, so by this time I'd probably be earning a stupid salary, I'd have a big house, I could look forward to a nice big pension when I retired. Because I transitioned, I will get none of those things. I have none of those things.
Wow.
But I'm happier because I'm me.
Wow, that's beautiful.
And that's basically what it's all about. And if we just let people be themselves.
Be who they want to be. So why do you think we judge others? Why do you think we rip people to pieces or laugh at them? And
I think there's a lot of... It basically comes down to sexism in the end, in that people believe that men and women have entirely separate roles in society and that never the twain shall meet. And in particular...
But they don't. Even in the Bible, it says that men and women belong together.
Right. But in particular, of course, a lot of, almost all societies, it's the guys who have all the power and the money and stuff, and the women who don't. And if you transgress those boundaries, you get in trouble.
This is a community that I don't know much about. I've got loads of gay friends in the music industry. They're all there. But it's very rare to actually get to sit down and actually listen to their story. And I tell you, it's heart touching. I thought being black was hard. But this is more isolating, and you tend to be a lot more on your own, whereas we've got each other to talk to. Isn't that right?
That's right, yes. Yeah, I mean, if you're gay, for example, you might have a partner, but if you're trans, then you may not even know anybody else who's trans. And there's, certainly in the past, less so now, there's a good chance that you'll be disowned by your family. You know, in other parts of the world, Jamaica, for example, young trans kids are regularly thrown out of their homes by their family. They end up, there's a sewer actually in somewhere in Jamaica where they live.
Don't tell me. Go on, tell me. Alrighty. Go on, tell us.
Yeah, the reason I bring that up is because last year there was a young trans girl called Dwayne Jones who was brutally murdered by a mob in Jamaica. And they set up a charity in her name where they're trying to buy a property so that the gay kids and the trans kids and whatever can have a safe space where they can go for the night, where they can get medical help if they need it, where they can get a bit of education and so on. And, you know, they, as with anybody else, they
need money.
So how
can we complain about other people being racist to us when we go off killing other people? It doesn't compute in my head.
It's madness.
Stop being racist. Stop crying because people are being racist to you. It's just going round in circles. And get a life, people. Get a life. People are people and we're allowed to be different. We're allowed to be who we want to be. Mm-hmm. And as long as we start understanding that and believing that for ourselves, we can change our own paradigms. We can change our own realities. We don't have to be cruel to each other just because somebody's gay. What's that? What business is it of yours anyway? Why do you have to go and kill that person? I don't know. Stop it.
All right. So people, if you want to help LGBT kids in Jamaica, if you Google Dwayne's House, that's Dwayne's House, and donate some money through that. That would be a really great thing to do. On the plus side, though, I've given you some more pictures.
You have, and they're amazing.
Of four absolutely beautiful ladies. They are probably the four most famous trans women in the world at the moment. And there's one thing that they all have in common, besides being drop-dead gorgeous, and that is...
They're all black.
They are all
black.
And
they're all beautiful. Do you remember... No, you don't remember, but I think I told this last week. No, I did tell you. My first experience with a transvestite was amazing. I'd just come off tour. I was in a club, in a basement club, and with my manager, and I was sat on a stool, and at the top of the stairs was these two beautiful women that I thought were women at the time, about 6'8", 6'9", really tall, really skinny, one black woman and one white woman, and that I thought were women. And they just walked so elegantly down the stairs. Yeah. And I was like, wow. Yeah, well, and I didn't realise till they came over to me and spoke to me that they were men. Yeah. And I was just fascinated.
Well, they, of course, were probably drag queens. Whereas
wow.
The ladies that I'm showing you there, they're transsexuals. So they've all gone through gender reassignment and whatever. And
we don't even know the difference, do we?
They live as women all the time. They have boyfriends and
so we've got here... Laverne Cox.
Yeah, she's from Memphis.
She's gorgeous.
She's an actress. She's on Orange Is the New Black, which is a big hit show.
Yes,
on
I know that. That's excellent. Yes.
She was up for an Emmy this year. Second trans woman to have been up for an Emmy. There was a British trans woman who was a musician who was up for one many, many years ago. But, you know, Laverne is a huge star. Then you've got Janet Mock, who's from Hawaii, and she's a fabulous writer. She's written an amazing book called Redefining Realness, and she's now got a job with Marie Claire magazine.
Wow.
And then there's a couple of models. Isis King was on America's Top Model for a couple of years, and Gina Rosero, she's from the Philippines. She's recently done a TED Talk and stuff like that. In fact, she came out to the world on a TED Talk. Can you believe that?
I've started watching those after you told me about it. Yes.
Yeah. I mean,
brilliant.
You know, Gina was a really successful model, and then she did this TED Talk and said, by the way, folks, I need to tell you, I'm a trans woman.
Do you know, I love that. I'm impressed with that. People standing up for themselves and just putting themselves out there. Regardless of all the nastiness that's going about, just stand strong, be proud, make way for the future.
Absolutely,
isn't it?
Yes.
That's what it's about. Yeah. Make way for the future ones that come up behind you and make their world safe. Make your world safe and stop being horrible to other people unnecessarily. It's not It's not on. We need to stop.
Well, yes, the world will be a much nicer place if we all loved each other.
Yeah. We just need to find out how to do it. And I think all psychopaths, though, because apparently I've been doing some research, they don't know how to love. However, they're very good at working. They're very good at focusing and getting on with the job. So I think we should collect all the psychopaths, put them on a separate island and put them to work.
I can imagine that the government will be very happy with
it. I'll look after them all and drive them all crazy anyway, because I have no fear. Okay, I think that's my problem in life. I have no fear.
Good.
So where I want to go now with this is I would love you to come back in a couple of weeks and we do some more, because I think this box needs to be blown open a little bit more and getting people talking and even discussing, because we have to learn to appreciate and respect each other. You know, I hate injustice. There's no need to go on about somebody being different to you. That's what we're all fighting against. And I'm really against bullying. So I won't tolerate it. So I want you back on my show, please, darling.
That reminds me that for our listeners in America, and I know there will be some because I expect my boyfriend's tuning in.
Oh, hello, boyfriend.
Hello, Kevin. Today in America, it's something called Spirit Day, where everybody is encouraged to wear purple. And the purpose of Spirit Day is to unite against bullying of LGBT kids.
Excellent.
So that's for gay and lesbian and bisexual and trans kids. We're all wearing purple to say we'll stand up for you and protect you against the bullies.
This is the only day I'm not wearing purple. I normally am in purple, going to go back home and put my purple stuff on. I am after the show.
Alrighty. And as far as coming back on, something that is coming up next month. November the 20th is the annual Trans Day of Remembrance. And that's the day on which we remember all of the people around the world who get killed just because they're trans.
Yes.
And it's between 200 and 300 people most years. So we have that ceremony. It is on a Thursday, so maybe I could pop into your show then.
Yes, absolutely.
But there will be some events in Bristol. I've been talking to the City Council about doing something, and also we're going to have a remembrance ceremony somewhere in the city. In fact, when I've left here, I need to go and take a look at the venue that people...
Well, I want to thank you for being really brave and coming on my show and taking me on a knowledgeable journey and mind-opening adventure. And I want to continue this because I think the more we know, the better it is for everybody to understand.
Thank you ever so much for having me on the show and for providing a space for the trans community of Bristol.
No, absolutely. I love you guys. Come perform for me.
You not heard me sing.
Oh, I bet you sing amazingly. Oh, no. All right, then. No, I think singing classes are up.
People have been known to throw themselves out of windows rather than listen to me sing.
I can change that. I promise you.
I've always wanted to be able to sing, really. So if you can pick
cool.
classes, that would be great.
Yeah, we could get a group of us together and pick a song that we like.
Remedial singing lessons.
What a brilliant idea. Yeah. All right.
For no-hopers like me.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll just have fun with it.